Hey guys, Allison here. I wanted to give you a listener's note about today's episode. Around 15 minutes in with our amazing conversation with Erica Carter, we talk about her work to combat trafficking. Since I know many of you have little ears listening in the backseat, I wanted to give you a heads up. And now, on with the main course.
He handed me those chicken strips and I pulled them out of that container and started dunking them in Chick-fil-A sauce. It was a dream come true because I feel like everybody's always like, please, we need the spicy chicken strips. We need those. And let me tell you, I gave the chicken parm a 7 out of 10, but I will give the spicy strips a 12 out of 10 because they are that delicious.
Busy weeknights often culminate with this question. What's for dinner? And of course, the number one combo is always a great option. But if you want family mealtime to feel a little more homemade, Chick-fil-A recently launched the perfect solution, meal kits. Welcome to My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast. I'm Allison Storm. I'm joined by my co-host, Jim Mann. Jim, have you tried the chicken parmesan meal kit yet?
You know, I went out to get that the other day, and apparently I got distracted, and I never did get the thing.
What?
That happens at this age.
Okay, so you got home and you were like, okay, I'm going to make dinner. Oh, wait, I don't have anything.
Exactly.
Well.
And like, what did I come in this room for? It's crazy.
That is crazy.
Well, you do know what I'm talking about, though. They launched back in the spring. These kits feature pre-measured, pre-cooked ingredients. You can whip it up in less than 30 minutes. The kits start at $14.99 and serve two adults, or I guess that would be one gym man.
Yeah. Something like that.
And they come with two seasoned breaded pressure cooked chicken fillets, marinara sauce, Italian style cheeses, creamy garlic and lemon pot. Ooh, I'm getting hungry. This sounds really good.
Have you had it?
No, I need to try it.
I'm embarrassed for you.
But we're excited to welcome someone who not only knows these meal kits well, but she's a Chick-fil-A insider and super fan. Erica Carter, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, Allison. Hey, Jim. Thanks for having me.
So your husband is on the Leadership Development Program team. Can you tell us what that is?
Yeah, absolutely. So my husband has worked in restaurant at Chick-fil-A on the south side of Atlanta for about 10 years. And a dream of his was to travel the U.S. with Chick-fil-A, helping to open new restaurants and transition restaurants from operator to operator whenever they're in the transition phase. And so he started applying in 2019. We were accepted into the program, and then we started traveling full-time with Chick-fil-A in 2020. And essentially what we do is Chick-fil-A says, hey, we're opening a restaurant here. We need you guys to get on the plane, go there, open this restaurant for anywhere from like 2 to 6 weeks. Or, hey, we need to send you somewhere and we need you to act as the operator at this restaurant for who knows how long until we can get a new operator there. So that's what we've been up to since February of this year.
So that was a pretty big change for your family. Didn't you like have to sell your cars and everything?
Yeah. So it's funny. We joke that we own nothing, and by nothing, like we don't own a couch. We don't own cars. We don't own kitchen appliances. Like we have everything in three boxes and two suitcases.
Wow. Where all have you been?
So we started out in Pennsylvania and we traveled from Pennsylvania to Ohio. Then we left Ohio. We went to one of my favorite cities, which is Asheville, North Carolina. We were there for like, I think it was 8 weeks, and now we're currently in Memphis, Tennessee, and we've been here. We're starting our 11th week in Memphis right now.
Well, obviously you like Chick-fil-A, but my understanding is when you were 16, what, like 2 years ago, your dad brought you an application to work at Chick-fil-A. Is that true?
He did.
And what happened?
Well, I had always told my dad growing up when I got my first job, it would never be fast food. And so when he brought that application home, I looked at him and I was like, Dad, I'm never working fast food. And I ripped the application up right in front of him. I threw it in the trash can and I went and got a retail job. And that has clearly backfired because now all I do for a living is work fast food.
God has such a great sense of humor, doesn't he?
He really does. It's true when they say that he takes exactly the thing that you never wanted to do and uses it to redeem you and bring glory to himself.
Wow. How do you like life on the road? Do you like wake up some mornings and have to remind yourself what city you're in?
I do. And then this pandemic has not helped that because I never know what the date is. I don't know the day of the week. I don't know what city I'm in. So oftentimes I'll get up and I'll be like, okay, mind, like, all right, we're in Memphis, Tennessee. We're working at the restaurant today. It's Monday. You need to get out of bed. So it's been fun though. We've really, really enjoyed getting to travel, you know, all across the U.S., even in such a short period of time.
How much longer will you guys be on the road like this?
So we are definitely on the road until February of 2022. Once you're in this program, they're a little bit flexible with how you transition out of the program based on if you're working at the home office or if you're getting a restaurant for yourself or if you feel like Chick-fil-A might not be the path that you're taking. So I think that you can stay in the program for up to 30 months. I could be wrong on that, but typically you're in it for 24.
And so what's your guys' ultimate goal?
Our goal, Lord willing, would be to own our own Chick-fil-A franchise.
Ooh, exciting. And do you know where Yes. that would be? Like where you'd put down your roots?
So we would love to be somewhere out west. If we were given the opportunity, we love Colorado, Utah. I mean, Salt Lake City would be the dream for us just because the weather is perfect and the people are awesome. But, you know, if there's a good opportunity, we will more than likely take it.
They need more Chick-fil-A's out there.
I agree. I agree completely.
I was at a Chick-fil-A in Salt Lake City just this past March.
Were you?
Yeah. The line was like ridiculously long. We had to end up going somewhere else. So obviously they need another one.
Yeah. Oh, Salt Lake City. They love their Chick-fil-A.
Mm-hmm. Don't tell them I got out of line.
I won't. I also won't hold it against you.
Okay, thank you.
So let's get back to the meal kits. Now, you did a whole series of Insta stories on the meal kits showing how they work, and then you posted your review. They were super cute. And here's what you said about the chicken parmesan meal kit.
All right, what are your thoughts? Gotta go quick.
They're good. It's good.
Good. Okay, what was your rating?
A 7.
So you gave it a 7? How could it be improved?
So this is funny. We actually, I guess this was 2 years ago. I'm from Peachtree City, which is like Chick-fil-A Central in Georgia. And we got to be the test market for the original meal kits when they came out. So we had these meal kits in our hands 2 years ago. And you used to have to cook the chicken yourself. So when you went through the drive-thru and you ordered your meal kit, they did not give you the pre-cooked chicken. They actually sent it home with you as raw chicken. You got to cook it yourself. And so I liked that a little bit more personally because I could fry my chicken or I could bake it just a little bit more than how they actually give it to you when you go to the restaurant. And so that was my one thing. I was like, I love Chick-fil-A's chicken, but I loved what it used to taste like when I could cook it myself and kind of add, you know, a couple of little extra things to it. So that's why I only gave it the 7.
Are there more flavors in the works? Like what kind of insider info do you have on this?
Yeah. So there are actually in total, I think that there are 5 meal kits that Chick-fil-A has been working on rolling out. So when we were in the test market, we tried the chicken parm, which was obviously a hit because here it is. We're all eating it now 2 years later. But we also tried the buffalo chicken flatbread. And that was to die for. I mean, that was, it had obviously Chick-fil-A chicken on it. You had your flatbread, but then Chick-fil-A would give you their buffalo and their ranch sauce to spread on it. And that was killer. So that was really good. We used to get that one more than the chicken parm. And then there was actually a pan-seared chicken that came with vegetables and potatoes that you would cook. And that was also delicious if you were looking for, you know, a little bit more of a healthier way to cook your chicken because obviously the pan seared is a little bit better for you when it's cooked versus, you know, the fried chicken for the chicken parm.
Wow. I'm getting dizzy. So much information. Yeah. So you just get in line like you're ordering anything else and just order a meal kit?
That's right. and then they bring it out to you in one of the catering bags, and then you take it home and whip it up for yourself.
Any idea when we might get to try like the buffalo flatbread and these other ones you talked about?
I'm not sure. I've been trying to watch it. Chick-fil-A has a internal website for their employees, and so you can see like the news that's coming up. And so I've been keeping my eye out for it, but I haven't seen anything yet. I think they're still looking to see how the market responds to the chicken parm.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, but when we return, we're going to squeeze some secret info out of Erica about spicy chicken strips. And we're going to hear the amazing story of how Erica partnered with Chick-fil-A to raise $20,000 for a critical cause.
Before 2020, you probably never thought you'd have a collection of face masks, but that's just the world we live in right now. We'll make your mask stash more moveless with one of our cow print face masks. Right now, we're giving one away free with every order at ChickFiletPodcast.com. Use the code KIDMASK for a free children's mask or coupon code ADULTMASK for a free adult mask. That's KIDMASK, all one word, or ADULTMASK, all one word, to get your free cow print face mask. This offer is available while supplies last at ChickFiletPodcast.com.
Welcome back. We're joined by Erica Carter, who is currently traveling the country with her husband as part of Chick-fil-A's Leadership Development Program, or LDP for us insiders. One of the locations you worked on was a test market for spicy strips, right? Can you tell us everything? Don't leave anything out, okay?
You got it. So we were actually, our very first LDP assignment, we were at the King of Prussia Mall in Pennsylvania, which if you are listening to this and you've never been to that mall, you've got to go. It might be the best mall I've ever visited in my life. It has every amazing retail store, and obviously it has a great Chick-fil-A in the food court. So we were there, and I went to order food, and my husband was actually taking my order. And he said, babe, you have got to try these spicy chicken strips. And I mean, it was like, my eyes were like the size, I don't even know, they were so big, and I got so excited. And so obviously he was like, okay, you know, we're going to make sure that, you know, you get a fresh batch. And he handed me those chicken strips, and I pulled them out of that container and started dunking them in Chick-fil-A sauce. It was a dream come true, because I feel like everybody's always like, please, we need the spicy chicken strips. We need those. And let me tell you, I gave the chicken parm a 7 out of 10, but I will give the spicy strips a 12 out of 10 because they are that delicious.
You are totally provoking me to jealousy right now. It's not fair.
You should get on a flight. Go to Pennsylvania, go to the test market, and go get some.
Are they still there?
I think they're still there.
All right, I'm going. Jim, you want to come with?
Yeah, I'm going to have to change my shirt.
It's a spicy strips road trip. Sounds so fun already.
Yeah, I'll be ready in about 15 minutes.
Okay, great. Well, I want to shift away from Chick-fil-A just for a minute to talk about one of your other passions, Erica.
Yeah,
I just love, I've looked at all of your Insta stories about this topic, and it's something you say you will never stop talking about because you want to see the end of sex trafficking, and you've worked with victims, you've volunteered at rehabilitation centers. Why is this issue so important to you?
Yeah, that's a great question. Honestly, this issue really gets me, and so I get a little emotional about it because it's like I said on Instagram, once you put a face to a victim of sex trafficking and that victim is 14 to 16 years old, you walk away changed and you don't forget what that looks like and you cannot unsee that evil. And so I went to the Passion Conference held by Louie and Shelley Giglio back in 2013. And they had a panel of people from all across the U.S. that had organizations that actively fought sex trafficking and then actively rehabilitated sex trafficking victims. And I remember seeing the statistics about sex trafficking and listening to, you know, the founder of IJM, which is International Justice Mission, and listening to Christine Kane, who has the A21 campaign, And then hearing from a friend of mine, Mary Frances Bowley, who is the founder of Wellspring Living, they're on this panel and they're getting asked questions about, you know, what is the reality of sex trafficking in the world? And the statistics that they were telling us shook me to my core. I mean, I could not believe sex trafficking affects millions and millions and millions of mostly females, but obviously young males as well. And that just stuck with me. And I could not believe that that was happening in my lifetime. I used to be a teacher. I had grown up with younger siblings. I just have a heart for kids. And just knowing that that was the reality for a lot of these children's lives just affected me a lot. And I honestly think that it was just something that the Lord brought to my attention, because obviously back then I did not have any sort of social media platform, but today I have a platform and it's growing. And I really think that I was being set up to educate people on how sex trafficking is still very real, and also to equip people that I don't even know, on how they can come alongside of these organizations and within their community, and they can support these victims. And I think that, just getting really spiritual here for a second, I think that Satan's main priority in life is to attack our families, and it is to get our families to become very broken. And one of the ways that that's happening is through sexual abuse, which is directly linked to sex trafficking. And if we can educate ourselves and we can come alongside of and support organizations that help families, they help sex trafficking victims, but also if we can come alongside of and educate people before things like that get that severe, I think that that is huge. I am a very, very pro-family person. And I really just feel a calling on my life to continue sharing about this, because I don't think we talk about it enough. And so that's just kind of my heart behind why I'm so passionate about, you know, fighting sex trafficking in my lifetime.
I think you did such a great job with that on your Instagram page, kind of giving people some of the research that you found and also telling some personal stories too.
Yeah, absolutely. My sister, she actually was, I don't know if you would call it grooming, but she was approached by some guys at a gas station in Madison, Georgia, right in front of me. And long story short, they asked her to get into their car and said that they were going to take her to a park with my dog that she had with her. And they saw me, and thankfully they drove away. But I called the police, which I was so thankful that I had the police that I could call and they could deal with this for me. But I called them and they got back with me a couple weeks later and said that the two men that had approached my sister were actually part of a sex trafficking ring in Georgia. And so they successfully caught those guys. And that was just another affirmation on my life that this is something we need to talk about. Like this, I am directly connected to this now. And praise God, nothing happened to my sister, but I could not have imagined where I would be now if something had happened to her.
And just so y'all know, Erica is usually packing heat, so you do not want to mess with her.
You do not.
I never would have guessed that.
No one does. That's the best part is I'm huge into women's safety too. And so everyone kind of looks at me and they're like, there's no way that this girl would be packing heat, but here I am.
And I love how you were able to combine your passions to do something really tangible towards combating this crisis. You really partnered with Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. So Chick-fil-A, obviously they are, I truly believe, the most amazing company that exists in the United States. But what they did was they were rolling out the app a couple years ago, and they really wanted people to begin actively using their app. And so what they did, they said, hey, if you download the app and you go in and you vote for a nonprofit, there were a variety of nonprofits that you could choose from on the app. If you voted for them to win, I forget the name of the scholarship, but it was just like, you know, Chick-fil-A had some money that they were going to gift to different nonprofits. You go in on the app and you would vote for the nonprofit that you would want to get the money. And then after you voted, you would actually get, I think it was a free chicken sandwich. And so what I did was I was actually the social media coordinator at three restaurants at the time. And so I worked with all of our team members. I worked with our community to really get the word out about voting for a specific organization, which was Wellspring Living in Atlanta, Georgia. They rehabilitate women who have been victims of sex trafficking. And that's actually where I got to put faces to, you know, some of these statistics, which was incredible. So what we did was we got our community to come together and start voting for Wellspring Living. A lot of people knew about Wellspring Living, but they didn't know about the voting process in the app. And so we ran huge campaigns throughout our community. I actually ended up speaking at a gala for Wellspring Living, and I'm up on stage talking to this group of professionals, you know, me, this like 22-year-old kid. And I actually had people pull out their phones in that moment, walk them through the process of voting in the app. And then, you know, they were all coming up to me after with all these questions about how to vote and what it meant, different things like that. But out of all of the organizations on that list that were nationwide, Wellspring Living ended up being one of the winning organizations to get some money from Chick-fil-A. And so together, through a lot of time and a lot of effort, we were able to raise $20,000 that actually Chick-fil-A, I got the honor of presenting that check to them, which was incredible and a moment that I'll never forget.
That's amazing. Well, thank you so much for being a positive voice and using your platform to shed light on this.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Oh, nice.
Were you expecting that?
Yeah, always. Well, we're going to take a quick break, but when we return, a round of food for thought with our special guest, Erica Carter.
Searching for the perfect gift for the chicken lover in your life? Check out our fan shop. Visit chickfilapodcast.com/shop to check out never-before-seen t-shirts, jewelry, and gifts for the raving fans in your life. Seriously, this stuff is so cute. You got to see the waffle fry earrings. I gave a pair to Trudy Kathy, yes, Chick-fil-A royalty, and she loved them. Again, that's chickfilapodcast.com/shop.
Well, it's time for Food for Thoughts. Erica, answer these 10 questions quicker than a trip through the Chick-fil-A drive-thru. Are you ready?
Oh, I think so.
All right, don't be nervous. All right, here we go. What's your favorite sauce?
Ooh, Chick-fil-A.
Ooh, nice. If you could only order one menu item the rest of your life, what would it be?
A Chick-fil-A sandwich with pepper jack cheese.
Well, very specific. What menu item have you never tried?
The new salad. That thing does not look good.
Okay. All right. Well, you can close your eyes and try it anyway, okay? Have you ever dressed up like a cow to get free chicken?
Every year. Are you kidding me?
No, ma'am. I believe you. What celebrity would you like to eat nuggets with?
Probably Jennifer Aniston or Blake Lively.
Oh, good choices. How many nuggets do you think you can eat in one sitting?
Probably the upwards of 35 or 40.
Wow. I mean, yeah, nice. How many points do you have on your Chick-fil-A rewards app?
Less than 2,000.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, Allison, I know.
Allison, you beat somebody.
Woohoo!
Team nuggets or team strips?
Nuggets.
All right. What's the craziest experimental Chick-fil-A item you've created?
It's not crazy. It's actually pretty lame, but it was a Chick-fil-A grilled cheese sandwich where I just had buns with cheese on it and they sent it through the little warmer and it turned into a grilled cheese sandwich.
Ooh, that sounds pretty good though. Okay, how many times do you say my pleasure during a shift?
Oh my goodness. At least 150.
All right.
Whoa. I have one bonus question.
Uh-oh. Oh no, what's that?
Have you ever been the cow?
Okay, so I tried to be the cow one time and I got very claustrophobic and got a little sick, so it did not work out for me.
Oh, no, did you ruin the costume?
No, thankfully I was able to pull like the head of the cow off before I got sick. But that was, I wanted to be the cow. I have this dream to be the baby girl cow at an opening, but I don't know if that's going to be in the cards for me.
You didn't pull the head off in front of kids, did you?
No, thankfully, I just pulled it off in front of some team members, and they were looking at me like I was crazy. And I was like, have you ever done this before? And they were like, no. And I'm like, then don't judge me until the head is on top of your head.
That's right. Stuck in a cowl. That is terrible. Well, thanks for being with us today, Erica. It's been a lot of fun, but how can people connect with you?
Yeah, so I'm actually on Instagram. My handle is Erica. It's Erica with a K, James, Carter, and Carter's with a D. So if you guys want to follow me there, my husband and I actually cook meal kits every other week or every 2 weeks or so. And we actually do the Barstool Sports El Prez review. So if you know what that is, you know what that looks like. It's super funny. I think it's people's favorite part of my Instagram.
So awesome. Thank you again, Erica.
Thank you guys for having me.
If you enjoyed today's show, please do what a Chick-fil-A team member like Erica would do. Politely pass this goodness on to a friend. Take a screenshot, share it on social media, and help us spread the word. Also, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, can you do me a favor? Pick up your phone, hit those 5 stars, and leave a review. We love reading them, and we'd love to read yours. Until next time, stay tender and saucy, my friends.
Special thanks to our sound engineer, me, and our co-host, also me. This episode of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, was written and produced by Allison Storm, but it was edited by me. For more information about me, visit manmadeproductions.com. That's man with two N's, madeproductions.com.